Good morning. 8:17 a.m. Friday, September the 22nd, 2017. It's a lovely morning. Beautiful clear blue sky. Sun's a little warm, but it's just about the earliest I could get out. The air is cool, it's 54. It's a pretty good breeze blowing. I'm not getting much of it right at the moment, but there was a pretty good breeze blowing over on the other side, which helps keep things cool. Keep tugging on this cord. My legs are sore today. I'm not sure why. Thighs today. I'm sleepy because I didn't get enough sleep. Morning. I've seen him in a while. The high school sports t-shirt guy today is wearing a sweatshirt that's give blood. Yeah. So I'm probably going to be a little bit subdued today. We got some bad news that I can't talk about, because it's not my story. But the household is a bit, the whole household is a bit subdued today. Well, we're taking it one day at a time. I got a bunch of stuff done yesterday. I got a bunch of stuff. I got my Medicare application submitted, finally. I got my hotel reservation. I guess I did that the other day. What else did I do? I did something else. Oh, I renewed my Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America membership yesterday. Paid my dues. Got in touch with, reached out to Daniel Potter again. And Daniel's another indie. He's just starting out. He's doing okay. I guess he got in on the basis of, I don't know, because he didn't need to sell very many books, so perhaps he got in on the basis of his first book. Which is, by the way, pretty decent. It's off-chain, off-leash, off-chain. Off-the-chain. I want it to be off-the-chain, but I don't think that's it. I think it's something less mellifluous. Something with a little less scansion. Daniel Potter, anyway. It's a fantasy story about a guy who leads a normal life until he turns into something else. And then he's enmeshed in this fantasy world and apparently will never get out of. And if you see the cover, it's not... It's not exactly the cover that I would normally buy. But I got to know Daniel a little bit on Sifu. and he's a pretty interesting guy. So I read the book and I liked it, actually. Well, but I liked it enough to go get the next book. I still haven't uploaded some Steve Turnbull's book onto my phone. Got to do that. I'm reading a Melissa Foster romance at the moment. It's almost done. It doesn't take long. They're quick reads, popcorn reads. And kind of short. They're not bricks by any means, but they're good, nice, engaging stories. Ensemble cast, so that there's, once you get into the first one of her series, you've usually got 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. Yeah, I didn't get enough sleep last night. I got to bed late. Woke up early. Didn't sleep particularly well while I was there. I'm not looking for much from today. I'm going to put something in the crock pot here in a little bit. I'm going to go home and make some breakfast. Second breakfast. I got to... Today's Friday. It's the last day of my egg beaters carton, so I'm going to eat it up today. Eat it or throw it. Eat it today, throw it tomorrow. So no, I prefer to eat it. Got some mushrooms. Went to the grocery store this morning, got some mushrooms, got some green peppers. Good morning to you too. I don't blame a strange old man walking along the street talking to himself. I wouldn't look up either. Black lipstick and earbuds in, so who knows. At any rate, struggling today. Struggling to keep moving. I haven't done any push-ups this morning either. That's not helping. I only did one set yesterday, which is kind of depressing. Do some more today. I meant to do a set before I got underway here this morning, but I forgot it. Got the groceries in, got them taken care of. Gave the wife some breakfast and a refill on her coffee. And then forgot all about doing push-ups. I must be walking hunched over something like that backwards. Excuse me. Yawn in phase. So I weighed in the other morning. I was a little concerned that maybe things were getting a little bit out of hand, but no, no. I'm 68. Hanging right in there. Down from 193. That was down from 205, which was down from 235. So, yeah, I'm a lot lighter than I used to be. And I'm watching cholesterol, I'm watching weight, watching sugar, watching carbs. Had a lot of carbs yesterday. Can't have as many carbs today, but I had a lot of carbs yesterday. I can have a few. I need to have a few. Eastern turn here. That sun is going to be hot. Holy cow. Yeah, it must be about 8:30 by now. I can't see my phone screen to look, so I won't try. Get ready. Say it with me. Come on, post. I can do this. Well, I sort of have to do that. A little more than half a mile from home. The only way I'm going to get there is if I do this. So, yeah, it's not like I'm going to lay down on the sidewalk here and expire. Sit on the curb and call for help. I really am sore this morning. I wonder what I did yesterday. It certainly wasn't too many push-ups, that's for sure. Okay, be in the moment, be in the moment. Birds chirping. Sunshine. Occasional breeze. Car starting somewhere. It's on bicycles, that's interesting. Today is a school day. It's the second kid I've seen pedal by on a bicycle. School age kid. Don't know if he's playing hooky or... on a break between classes? Don't know. I saw a minute ago. He doesn't have a backpack. Doesn't look like he's going to or from school. Maybe he's homeschooling. He's just out for a ride on his bike this morning. Who knows? Not I. There's a lady up here walking a poodle. It's not the big standard size poodle that the guy, you see the guy walking. Although it looked like it for a minute, but it's the wrong size. The dog is huge. This dog, not so much. He's a very happy dog, his tail's wagging. He's prancing around. I'm not a car. Walking the dog, walking the dog. Walking my human. Cats are driving us crazy lately. I think it's a change in season. They want to be held. They want to be in your face. They want to be fed. Once they've been fed, they want something else. So like a kid. Well, my kids have never been that way, really. I realize I'm walking along mumbling. So apparently I'm going to go to the Smarter Artist Conference in Austin in February. Podium's going to pick up my ticket. I just have to pay the hotel and airfare. I'm not convinced that this is going to be really worth my time. But it's a chance to get together with the Podium crew and see just how far up their asses they've got their heads. I really like to see what's being put out there as best practice for the indie author community. Dan Thompson went last year. He shared some insights with me. And apparently the real value, as I expect, for pretty much every conference is the content of the programs is sort of iffy, but the networking is where the action is. So we're good to meet up with some people. See if there's any authors there I know. There's going to be a bunch of people there that I know and don't have a great deal of respect for, which would be fun. Try to figure out how I'm going to get my meditation in. October 4th. About 200 and, I don't know, 80 something days in a row of meditation. That's a day. 7 o'clock in the morning, I have to go in for my colonoscopy. Getting my meditation in is going to be somewhat problematic. Day at a time. Today's today. They need to pay attention to this. They need to be in the moment. They don't need to be chasing something that hasn't happened, worrying about something that's not here yet. Morning breeze, the blue sky, blue jays calling off in the distance. Occasional sound of a car. There's no smells this morning. It's pretty fresh air smelling. And for the moment, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.